Hi, I'm Lindsay Hughes, the presenting author of Evaluating Migration Errors in COA Development and Validation of the IQVIA Migration Error Severity Scale, which we're calling the IMES. Other authors on this poster were Margalita Frau, Sean McCown, Angie Lee, Kelly Howard, and Alan Jasluski. So a little bit of the intro. The clinical outcome assessment migration is a complex and challenging process because it requires the translation and technical expertise. A standard migration process is used to convert paper-based eCOAs, or paper-based COAs, into electronic formatting and to preserve their original linguistic and conceptual validity. The process is very cumbersome, manual, and requires a lot of different steps, which introduce plenty of opportunities for error, but tight timelines and budget constraints often compromise the process. So the errors that arise cause an industry-wide known pain point. But decisions about what to do about this known pain point or when errors are identified are often operational rather than scientific. Stakeholders really need to realize that there are scientific reasons that these inconsistencies need to be considered, even if they seem minor, especially when the inconsistencies have the potential to impact the concept that's being measured. So we evaluated the inconsistencies that were found across 8 different studies, different assessments and different languages, and we used a scientifically developed and validated severity scale, which is the IMES. So the IMES, which you can see on your right, is a 5-point scale that goes from low severity to high severity issues. Low severity issues are things that are low severity, so primarily used when the error does not impact the patient, something that could be related, for example, to the copyright. And as I'm talking through this severity scale here, you can also see examples of screenshots that we've pulled in figure 3 that show the types of issues that we and how we would rate them across those severities. So you can see that a severity 1 could be something where there's an issue with the copyright that's operational, that's important, but it's not going to impact the patient. Mild severity, so 2, does have the potential to impact the patient's perception of the instrument, but it's unlikely to affect their answer. So this could be something like a typo in a question. That could impact the patient's perception. I know that when I see typos in official documents, that can make me question the authority or the seriousness of what I'm being asked. But in these cases, patients would still know what we're asking and they'll be able to give an accurate answer. A 3 is something that statistically addressable. It could affect a specific answer. So if there's issues with the order of the response options, but it wouldn't affect scoring, and errors in the question text that could cause confusion, but also include context elsewhere. So that could be an example like where the recall period in instructions is stated clearly, but it's incorrect in the text of a question. That would be very confusing, but the patient is likely resilient and able to work out what's being asked of them. We would evaluate that as a 3. A 4 is where a sensitivity analysis is recommended. So this is likely to cause issues with the results or the data, and that issues with response option order is likely to affect scoring, as you can see in an example below. And then a 5 is something that will almost certainly result in unusable data. And an example of this is where a portion of the question or the entire question and response options are not in the language that the rest of the assessment is in and would result in unusable data. So as we applied this, what we found is that there were a range of errors across these studies. And as you can see, the majority of these errors were severity 2. So that's good and that's bad. That's not going to impact the data, but it is going to impact the patient's perception of the instrument and will impact their experience in the study. It also signals that there are problems consistently in the migration of these measures, and that's something that we need to address. We will be involving this in the development of a new technology, so using this IMES to train AI that will help us in enabling AI migration and proofreading tools. And this is something that can really help us to reduce the burden, but also to decrease the number of issues that we see. As you can see, we went across this range of studies, so autoimmune diseases, neurodegenerative diseases, inflammatory bowel disease, sleep disorders, food, nutrition, metabolism, multiple and respiratory were the therapeutic areas. And these are really affecting across different therapeutic areas and indications. And it's particularly alarming that although the majority of the issues were under a 3, we do still see quite a few severity 3 and higher findings in these studies. So the inconsistencies do demonstrate the widespread nature of the issues and their varying severity levels, and they occur across these studies, assessments, languages, language service providers, ECOA vendors, and sponsors, and it underscores the need for routine identification and assessment of inconsistencies from both the operational and the scientific perspective. The IMS enables the systematic evaluation of migration errors based on their potential to affect patient experience and data integrity.